Hare Krishna. A little earlier, one devotee from Alachua who's visiting for the weekend informed us that a beautiful young soul, a lady devotee, about 21 years of age, was involved in a serious automobile accident, and her life is in a precarious condition. The doctors don't know whether she will survive, and so he requested us to pray for her, which I also do. Her name is Devaki Mai Devidasi. And thinking about her made me think of one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam that I shall read now and discuss. Please read. Have we sung these prayers? So I think we could take the board away so we can have more room. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text 17. Please repeat. Well, we'll make it easy on you. I'll just recite the Sanskrit and then I'll ask you to repeat the synonyms. Ayur harati vaipum sam udyan astam chayan aso tasyarte yatkshano nita uttama shloka vartaya ayur haranti vaipum sam udyan astam chayan asau tasyarte yatkshano nita uttama shloka vartaya. Now we can repeat. Ayu.
Ayu.
Duration of life.
Duration of life.
Harati.
Harati.
Decreases.
Decreases.
Vai.
Vai.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Humsam.
Humsam.
Of the people.
Of the people.
Udyan.
Udyan.
Rising.
Rising.
Astam.
Astam.
Setting.
Setting.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Yan.
Yan.
Moving.
Moving.
Asau.
Asau.
The sun.
The sun.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Of one who glorifies the Lord.
Of one who glorifies the Lord.
Rite.
Rite.
Accept.
Yet,
yet, by whom?
By whom?
Chana,
chana,
time,
time,
Nitta, utilized. Uttama Shloka, the all good personality of Godhead. Vartaya, in the topics of. Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. Except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting.
Both by rising and by setting.
The sun decreases the duration of life of everyone.
The sun decreases the duration of life of everyone.
Except one who utilizes the time.
Except one who utilizes the time.
By discussing topics.
By discussing topics.
Of the all good personality of Godhead.
The all good personality of Godhead.
Purport. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness, because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes in contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord, through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Quote, endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental message implies total realization. just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadev Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, as inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastras as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If money is given in charity to a non-Brahmin, without Brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvaya Aham Eva Vedya. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madhama gatva purnar janma na vidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Translation again. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. The Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadev Goswami to King Parikshit after the king had been bitten by a snake. Well, not actually, but he had been cursed to die of a snake bite in 7 days. And so he wanted to know, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? And in reply to his question, Shukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. This question is important for all of us because in one sense we are all about to die. As Srila Prabhupada has remarked, King Parikshit knew that he had 7 days, but we don't know for sure whether we'll have 7 minutes. We tend to think that we have a long time, but we don't really know. It's just a sentiment, or it could be an illusion, that we think we have a long time, but we don't know. And therefore, we should utilize whatever time we have in the best way, which is to prepare ourselves for our eternal life with God. We all want happiness or pleasure, Anandamaya Vyasa, the Absolute Truth, or Krishna, is by nature full of pleasures. And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we all naturally want pleasure. And we know we want pleasure. But because of illusion or ignorance, we identify with the body and we look for pleasure in relation to the body. But such contact between the senses of the body and the object of the senses can never bring us real pleasure. First of all, the body is just a machine. It's not our real self. Our actual identity is spiritual. We are spiritual souls, part and parcel of Krishna. And our real relationship is with Him, not with the body, the senses of the body, or the objects of the senses. And we can experience actual happiness only on the spiritual platform, in the relationship between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul. Furthermore, real happiness must last. What is the meaning of a happiness that doesn't last? It's not real happiness. Srila Prabhupada has given the example that someone might invest in the stock market. And during the day's trading, the value of the share may increase and go way up. He may be a millionaire or a multimillionaire. But then at the end of the day, the share plunges and he loses everything. So what is the satisfaction of saying, I was a millionaire or a multimillionaire for a few hours during the day's trading, when at the end of the day, I lost everything? So whatever we have or think we have in the material world is temporary, because at the end of the day, at the end of our duration of life, whatever we have will be taken away from us. We came into the world with nothing and we will leave with nothing. The only thing that stays with us is our asset in Krishna consciousness. That continues eternally. Even after the inevitable destruction of the physical body. Srila Prabhupada had a friend in Bombay, Mr. Bridgerton Mota. He was a very wealthy man. Before the partition of India and Pakistan, he was the richest man in what later became West Pakistan. He had a huge mansion, like a palace. I mean, it was called Mota Mahal. And that mansion was actually taken over for Muhammad Ali Jinnah after the partition, given to his sister. Anyway, Mr. Mota was he's a very astute businessman. And he was very particular about his accounts. Once I visited him in his office in Bombay, and he had a whole section of accountants busy at work. And he said that some businessmen like their accountants just to go along with what the proprietor says. But he likes them to point things out to him if they think it will help him in his conduct of the business. So Srila Prabhupada was very aware of people's mentalities or psychologies, and he spoke in ways that were very appropriate for them. So one day he said to Mr. Mota that your life is like a ledger, and in the ledger there are two sides, profit and loss. And he said every moment that you use in Krishna consciousness is profit. And every moment spent outside of Krishna consciousness is loss. So every businessman wants to maximize his profit and minimize his loss. And all of us, in our own way, are always making calculations in terms of gain and loss. So we should understand with our intelligence that any time spent in developing or reviving our eternal relationship with Krishna is gain, permanent gain. And any time spent outside of Krishna consciousness is loss. And it's such a loss that you cannot buy even one moment of that lost time with any amount of gold or money. And Srila Prabhupada used the same example with Mr. Mota, quoting Chanakya Pandit, that at the time of death, if you want to prolong your life for one moment, if you tell the doctor, I need 1 minute, and I'm ready to give you millions of dollars. Can you get 1 minute if you're not destined to have 1 minute? No. That means all of your wealth, whatever you have, all of your assets, you cannot buy even 1 minute of time. So what a grave loss it is if we don't use each and every minute, each and every moment in Krishna consciousness. We can never get that time back in this lifetime. So what does it mean to use our time in Krishna consciousness? It means especially to hear and chant about Krishna. His name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his associates, his paraphernalia. On the absolute platform, they are all Krishna. So when we chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we are associating with Krishna. We may not have the realization in our conditioned state, but we are actually associating with Krishna. And therefore, devotees of Srila Prabhupada, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, go into the streets and chant the holy names of Krishna so that people who are asleep in ignorance can have some association with Krishna and begin to wake up to their eternal relationship with him. Last night, many of us went to the Halloween block party in some neighborhood. What's the name of the neighborhood? Oak Lawn. In Oak Lawn. And people were dressed in different costumes. And we had our Vaishnav dress. And you can actually buy on the internet a Hare Krishna devotee dress for Halloween. Yeah, complete with a wig that makes you look shaven-headed. That's it. Once in Santa Barbara, I was walking down the street like this, and it was Halloween. I didn't even know it was Halloween. And people came up to me and say, "Hey, man, that's a great costume. Hey, dude, that's really cool." So we were there in our devotee dress, and they were in all sorts of dresses from different geographical regions, different periods of history, some from human society, some from other worlds. People's imaginations. And but within that mix of people in different costumes, we were chanting the holy names of Krishna. And people were attracted in different ways, but people were attracted. And somehow they came in touch with Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, if you inject a potent medicine intravenously, the medicine will immediately spread throughout the body. So in the same way, if the transcendental vibration, the holy name of Krishna, is injected through the ear, it will immediately spread throughout the person's entire being and begin to counteract the person's material disease. And the emblem of our material disease is the material body, which is so vulnerable and perishable. So it is a great service to the Lord to broadcast his holy name and fame to people. And the Lord is pleased when we do that. One of our God brothers, His Holiness Indradumya Swami, said that that chanting the holy name is perfect. But chanting the holy name with devotees is more perfect. And chanting the holy name with other devotees in public is most perfect, because that gives Krishna the greatest pleasure. So the devotees who did chant last night experienced the bliss of chanting the holy name with devotees and the bliss of pleasing Krishna by chanting the holy name for the benefit of the conditioned souls. So, utilizing one's time for Krishna not only brings eternal benefit, but it is also joyfully performed. Krishna consciousness is not a dry philosophy where one has to perform extreme austerities, but Krishna consciousness is actually a natural, happy life. So it's not that one has to wait until the next life to realize the happiness of Krishna consciousness. One can realize it even from the beginning stages of devotional service. And therefore devotees are encouraged to continue with the process because they are relishing pleasure. And as they practice, practice makes perfect, even in spiritual life. As they practice, they improve. Improve means they come closer to their eternal relationship with Krishna, and they're able to relish the practices of devotional service even more. So, in the last paragraph of the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of our acharyas, who quotes Smriti Shastra, that if a purse, that charity is meant to be given to a Brahmin. The Bhagavad Gita explains the three modes of nature, sattva-gun, raja-gun, and tamagun. And we are trying to develop sattva-gun, the mode of goodness. The mode of goodness brings illumination, knowledge, and happiness. Whatever happiness we're able to experience in the world, even as conditioned souls, comes from the mode of goodness. The other modes, passion and ignorance, are full of misery. Passion is basically hankering, which is miserable. And ignorance is basically lamentation, which is also miserable. But in the mode of goodness, there's some degree of satisfaction, of peace, of happiness. So we want to come to the mode of goodness. And it is the nature of life that we develop the qualities of that with which we associate. If we associate with Krishna, who's transcendental, we develop transcendental qualities. If we associate with people in the mode of goodness, Brahmins, we develop the mode of goodness, and so on. And we associate by service. So if we serve a Brahmin, who by definition is in the mode of goodness, we develop the mode of goodness, which is favorable for our spiritual life. If we give in charity to people in the mode of passion and ignorance, then we just develop the modes of passion and ignorance, which will not help us spiritually. So if one gives charity to a Brahmin who is not even really a qualified Brahmin, he gets the money back in equal proportion. If one gives in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, he gets the money back double. If one gives in charity to a qualified Brahmin, not a pure devotee of Krishna, but a qualified Brahmin, the money comes back hundreds and thousands of times. And if one gives to a Veda Paraga, one who knows the purpose of the Vedas, which is Krishna, Vedaishta Sarvaya Aham Eva Vedyo, one gets the money back in unlimited multiplications. In fact, one gets eternal life with Krishna. And for one who has dedicated his or her life to Krishna, there is guarantee of continuing one's service in the next life. And therefore, devotees are not afraid of death. In fact, the Bhagavad Gita also says that even a little advancement in devotional service frees one from the greatest fear, the greatest fear is that one will sink down again into lower species of life with no chance for Krishna consciousness. But one who has begun Krishna consciousness will continue in the next life and be given the opportunity to progress to perfection, to eternal life with Krishna. So, on this occasion, we pray for Devaki Mai Devi Dasi. Of course, we, from our point of view, pray that she will be saved. She's so young, only 21 years of age. Although from the age of 16, she's been fully engaged in the service of her spiritual master, along with her husband. So for our sake, for the sake of the world, we pray that if Krishna desires, he will allow her to stay and continue her service here with us. But everything ultimately depends on Krishna, and devotees do depend on Krishna. And if it is Krishna's desire that he bring her back to him, we pray that her journey is smooth. I mean, I'm just repeating what Balaram Tirtha Prabhu said, which was most appropriate. And at the same time, take instructions from her life, how at such a young age she dedicated herself so fully when her spiritual master, His Holiness Jayataka Swami Maharaj, had a stroke. She immediately rushed to India to serve him, living in some very primitive, rat-infested place, just so she had the opportunity for service. So we can learn from her example how to utilize one's time for Guru and Krishna, and not wait, not postpone, not procrastinate. Once I saw a devotee with a t-shirt. It was a humorous t-shirt. It said, school or university of procrastination, training the leaders of tomorrow. So, of course, we talk about, the next generation, our future hopes, the leaders of tomorrow. But this young lady, she was a leader of today. She didn't wait. And we should not procrastinate when it comes to Krishna consciousness. There's the saying, Shubhasya Sigram, something auspicious should be done immediately. And something inauspicious should be postponed. So Krishna consciousness is all auspicious. We should not delay or postpone or procrastinate. The other things, yes. But not Krishna consciousness. I could say more, but we're close to the end of our allotted time. And I thought with these few minutes we have before the deities open and we have Damodaras to come, I would ask if anyone wants to add anything, ask anything, or contribute anything. Yes?
Yeah,
Keshava Prabhu.
Thank you so much. So we've been given this chance to serve Krishna in this lifetime. And the nature of bhakti is that it relieves one from all distress from the very first symptoms. Mm. And often when that happens, we tend to take things for granted. We tend to become complacent. Whereas this verse is teaching us not to. So could you please elaborate on why we shouldn't take things for granted? Especially those who Krishna has given the chance to live in the association of devotees.
Well, that is a good question. One of the qualities of devotional service is kleshabdi. And even from the beginning of sadhana bhakti, one feels relief from material miseries, from sinful reactions. All of our miseries are caused by sinful reactions. But it's a matter of degree, because as long as we're in the world, as long as we have the body, we are going to suffer, you know, birth, well, disease, old age, and death. And Srila Prabhupada said one should always, the Gita says, Janma Mritu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam, that one should always be conscious of these miseries. Because being conscious of these miseries will be an impetus to our advancement in Krishna consciousnesses. And we experience them. I mean, yes, by devotional service you get relief. But as long as you're in the body, there are going to be miseries of the body, of the mind, miseries caused by others, miseries caused by acts of nature, providence. So these serve as an impetus, but we should be aware of them. We shouldn't try to, like, you know, like the ostrich, when there's danger, the ostrich buries its head in the sand. Oh, I don't want to think about it. Oh, why do you have to talk about these things? Oh, I don't want to have to think about these things. But you have to. Even if you don't want to, you'll be forced to. It will hit home. Sooner or later, it will hit home. And it's better to be prepared. Like when Hurricane Katrina came, it's like, oh, we weren't prepared. We weren't prepared. So we all have our Hurricane Katrinas on the horizon, on their way to the shores of our lives. So we should be prepared. And then it came out, there were reports, but nobody took them seriously. And oh, every rising, every time the sun rises, and every time it sets, the duration of our life is decreasing. But if we use the time in Krishna consciousness, we're coming closer to our eternal life. So there's no fear for a devotee. Any other questions or comments? So we are in the month of Kartik, the very auspicious month. And whatever devotional service you perform in this month is magnified in value. Srila Prabhupada gives us the example of a sale in a store. Sometimes a new store will open, and they'll have a grand opening sale. And for a very small price, you can get a very valuable commodity. So the month of Kartik is like that, with a small investment of time and energy and devotional service, you get a very great result. So this is the best time to accelerate, you know, begin and accelerate one's spiritual development. It's described just as during the day, certain hours are more auspicious for spiritual practices, like the Brahma Muhurt, which begins an hour and 32 minutes before sunrise and continues until sunrise. It's the most auspicious time of the day for spiritual practices. So within the cycle of the year, the month of Kartik is the most auspicious month. And there are many holy days coming up. There's Shirama Ekadasi, which has special significance for us because it's the day on which Srila Prabhupada completed his translation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then there's Deepavali, which is according to our authorities, it's the day on which the Damodar Leela took place, when Mother Yashoda bound Krishna with ropes. And it's also the day on which Lord Ramchandra returned to Ayodhya after being in exile, and devotees lit lamps to welcome him. Then the next day is Govardhan Puja, which will be on Saturday. It's a wonderful festival. Nityananda Chandra Prabhu told us a little about it. But really, that one you should not miss. And Sunday, the Sunday program. It goes on and on. And then, I believe, maybe Tuesday is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. So a most sacred and special event for all of us. So please come as often as you can. Take advantage of the month, of the association, of the devotees, of the deities, of the holy name, of the discussions of Krishna, all the activities. And as Srila Prabhupada said, by contact with even one, you come in contact with all, because Krishna is absolute. So if you come in contact with his name, you're coming in contact with him, which includes his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his entourage, his paraphernalia, and so on. Hare Krishna. So please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Kalachanji ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Itai Gaur Premanandi.